from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome back. This is the Kevin Sheehan Show, DOC and Double D, holding it down for the coach who's out in Morocco on a... Hopefully he's having some fun and not working. But it does give us a great opportunity while Coach is away for us to venture along and do some things a little bit out of the box. One thing is that a guy I've been listening to since I was an infant in this market on the puck, courtesy of Smoking Al Koken, Tariq Al-Bashir, my guy who has been really like a psychologist, almost like a shrink of sort, for those of us, feeding us with a bottle and a nipple and weaning us into the world of ice hockey and all of its nuances. Dude, you have been a lifesaver. And so now that I'm comfortable, yeah, I love, and I've been always listening. Wherever you are, I catch you, especially on 106.7. Where you hang out a lot. And it just seems like this organization is actively in the midst of transitioning from a group that earned them that cup. And they're, and also still giving respect to Ovi and his pursuit of greatness and a record, but yet utilizing that great farm system in Hershey to be relevant and win in the process, not just honoring something that is not translating to wins. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think you nailed it there, Doc. When Brian McClellan, the longtime general manager here, kind of outlined his plan publicly a couple of years ago, he said, what I'm going to try to do here over the next 24 months or so is going to be like threading a needle. I'm going to try and retool this team, make it younger and faster by adding new players at the right time, at the right price, while also paying homage to Alex Ovechkin. You know, he's one of the greatest players of all time. He's chasing one of the biggest records in all of sports, right? He's trying to catch the great one, Wayne Gretzky, in terms of goals, and he needs 42 of them. And they kind of go hand in hand. If Alex has a bad team around him, then he's not going to be able to get to Gretzky. Also, the Capitals have been a model franchise for more than a decade, and you know fans expect them to win. So it's hard. Nationally, people were like, "Oh, well, the next few years are just going to be about getting Ovi to Gretzky." Well, what we've witnessed here over the last 2 weeks, all the moves that McClellan has made, they are not content just getting Ovi to Gretzky. They still want to be good in the here and now. And just in the last 12 days or so, McClellan has turned over essentially one-third of this roster. He's been incredibly aggressive and gotten some really big-name players. And I think fans are going to be excited when they see this group on the ice in October. This is a much better team than last year. Remember, last year's team snuck into the playoffs on the last day of the regular season.
Yeah.
Almost through the side door. this year's team is going to be significantly improved. It's younger, it's faster, it's got more skill, it's got more bite. The Capitals have been the busiest team over the past 12 days or so. And
how they're positioned then to get in and then to go in and really run out of gas. And against, obviously, a team that had the best record in the sport.
Yep.
And we've been there before, and I've seen that. Doesn't necessarily mean that you will kiss the cup. But what I was watching was that Alex pushed his pedal to the metal in the regular season. Now, these are my novice eyes looking at it going, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to score. He went on a little spree. He got hot. And then going against superior talent defensively,
right.
I saw them take him out. And he didn't have his road dogs with him. It's just like that front line that I'm so accustomed to seeing him with. They're gone.
Yeah.
And it was like they took him out, and he wasn't even the physical freak that he usually is. So that's when I said, you know what? We got to pass the torch.
Yeah. I think you nailed it again. You know, I think Alex pushed so hard to get this team into the playoffs. At 38 years old, he just didn't leave himself enough in the tank to get through that playoff round. You know, the Capitals were already razor thin in terms of depth, and then they suffered some key injuries there in those last few days and then into the playoffs. And so, you know, when you take out key players from a lineup that can't afford to lose anyone else, and you're playing the best team from the regular season, you're not going to get very far. It would have been nice to see him get a gentleman sweep, you know, get a game or two, but you know, unfortunately, the Rangers were just too much. And look, Alex, at his age, he'll be 39 when next season starts. He's got to get 42 goals. He's got 2 years left on his contract. 42 goals, you know, is roll back the clock a few years. That's a good season for Alex, right? So now the way I'm looking at it, Doc, is if he can get 25 next year and then get 17 or 18 in that last year, he's going to be poised to break that record sometime in the second part of next season. Not this coming season, the season after that. But I will also tell you this. I have covered Alex since his rookie season, since he showed up in Washington. And every time I have doubted this cat, he has made me look like a fool. So,
right.
I mean, if he gets 43 goals next year, look, just let's forget I ever had this conversation, because he's more than capable of doing it. I'm just looking at a player who clearly is slowing down, but is still good. And so I think when you look at what the Capitals are trying to do, they're putting better players around him, which does a couple of things. You know, by getting Pierre-Luc Dubois, you're getting a player who, he has underachieved to this point in his young career, but he was the number three overall pick in 2016 for a reason. He's one of the best players in the world. He's a setup center. I think he's going to be good for Alex. You know, and then McClellan went out and got several other key players. And what that's going to do is, last year, teams could really match hard against Alex, especially on the road or against Alex's line, because there wasn't enough depth elsewhere. The coach only had to worry about shutting down one guy or one line.
Right.
Now, because there's going to be more talent throughout the lineup, coaches are going to have to go, okay, well, if we put our best guys against Alex, well, who's going to stop Jacob Chychrun, and you know, who's going to stop Andrew Mangiapane? I mean, he's gotten some good players who are going to make opposing coaches have to make some tough decisions that maybe they didn't have to make last season. So I think Alex is going to benefit from better players around him and having a guy in Dubois who's going to set him up.
Now, Dave may not need this, but I do. And the Rooster, who already knows all of this, but Chychrun, you just mentioned him. I've heard the Rooster mention his name, but again, for a guy like yours truly, what does this guy bring to the table that the guys that he's replacing? Okay, so we can score. Okay.
Yeah, so this team, the Capitals' biggest problem last year was they didn't get enough goals. They literally just didn't score enough, which made them have to win games 2-1, 3-2, and that does a couple of things. It eliminates your margin for error. You just can't make a mistake when you're trying to win by one goal. It also just puts such a strain on you physically and mentally when every minute of every game of every second is, you know, under immense pressure, again, that causes you to run out of gas once you get to the playoffs. Yeah. The biggest deficiency when you talk about the lack of scoring last year was the back end, the blue liners. I mean, their first job is to be defensemen, to defend, keep the puck out of their own net. That said, every team that goes far in the playoffs, that blue line also chips in offensively. It can score some goals. It can take some of the load off of the forwards when they're not playing at their best or they're being shut down. And when the Capitals traded Dmitry Orlov a couple of years ago, they never really replaced that offense that they lost from the back end. And so last year, the Capitals defensemen scored 20 goals all season. Only one team scored fewer, and that was the Chicago Blackhawks with 19. And no one wants to be associated with the Chicago Blackhawks right now, right? They're a team that is in total rebuild. They are not very good right now. So the fact that the Capitals were just one goal ahead of them in terms of offense from the blue line, that tells you how subpar it was. So getting Chychrun, who, you know, will probably chip in with, I would say, 12 to 15 goals, somewhere in that range, 30 to 40 assists, that's really going to help this team's offense. And so fans are going to enjoy him, too, for a couple of reasons. He's got a little shake and bake to his game. So he does things that make you come out of your seat and you go, ooh, wow, like he just broke that guy's ankles. You know, he's that good. He's also a really charismatic guy who, you know, he handles the media well. His dad was a pro. His dad's now in media. So he's been around it his whole life. You know, good-looking dude who's going to be up there, you know, holding court with reporters and giving good quotes. Fans are really going to like him. The Capitals have been trying to get him for a number of years, and they finally were able to pull off a deal.
Tark, what about Matt Roy? I saw that name come across my phone this weekend, and it got an eyebrow raised. He's been in the league for a long time, but he's also still only 28 years old. What is he going to provide?
Yeah. So he's I would say he plays a very subtle game. You know, he does chip it a little bit offensively. I think he had 5 goals and 20 assists, but that's not what he does. He's sneaky physical. He's played his entire career in the Western Conference. Through my work with TNT, I actually get to see the Western Conference a lot more these days. And let me tell you, that guy just doesn't make a mistake. He just does his job. he doesn't make little mistakes. He doesn't make the loud mistakes that cause teams to give up goals. He's just a professional. At the end of the game, if you think, oh, well, I didn't notice Matt Roy a whole lot today. Well, that means he did his job and he did it well. If you're noticing Matt Roy, it's because he made a turnover or he stumbled at the wrong time and a forward got around him. If you aren't noticing him, that's because he was playing against the other team's best players, and he did a pretty good job of keeping them quiet, too.
I like it. I like it. Anything you want to shout out to the Rooster? You know, he has been beating the drum, rightfully so. I liken really the Caps to the Curly W's. They don't have any big bomb explosions in their batting order, so they got to play small ball. That's why they were running so much. They were doing things. But if they make an error, if they get caught, they don't have any margin for error. And that's how I saw from my non-puck eyes.
Yeah.
I saw it with our team, Scrappy, and then Wilson got hurt. He had a couple of dumb penalties in the stretch, took himself off the ice, and it just seemed like we were neutralized by lack of talent. And that's what we're going to.
Yeah, so this team is going to have to play, it's still not going to have a huge margin for error. Like you said, there aren't any, I would say, superstars. You know, there's no Connor McDavid types on this team.
Right.
But they are going to be better equipped next season to win games. They're not going to have to hang on 2-1, 3-2 every night. Like, you're going to have some times where they score 4, 5, 6 goals, and it's going to look quite easy. I'm not saying they're going to run away with the Metropolitan Division, but this team, as they are constructed now on paper, this team should not be scrapping for a playoff berth with a week to go. They should be comfortably in, with a month to go.
I got to ask you, coming off, and we didn't get a chance to chat. I mean, the finals was vicious. Loved it.
Yeah.
McDavid, I got the chance to see what everybody was talking about and what I'd heard.
Yeah.
But then seeing Bob between the pipes, I kind of felt like he got robbed at the end of this. Because what I've been taught is that there's nobody more valuable than that guy between the pipes. And then for four of the seven, the guy kind of stood on his head, yet he didn't get the prize. And I just wanted to ask you what you thought about that.
Yeah, you know what? Bobrovsky winning the cup, I bet he doesn't really care about being MVP of the playoffs. I mean, you know, he won the championship. That said, I did not have a vote this year. I wasn't covering the finals. I was actually covering the Hershey Bears winning the Calder Cup. So I was just watching the finals on TV this year. That said, I have voted for the Conn Smythe, the MVP, a couple of times in the past, mm-hmm. and I would have had a really tough decision. I typically like to vote for the best player on the winning team, but I'll tell you, Doc, McDavid was so good. I mean, he was record-setting good.
Oh,
it's really rare. It's only happened a couple of times in NHL history where a player from the losing team won the MVP, but McDavid was that guy this year. I probably would have given him my first place vote too.
Yeah, I was trying to tell anybody that would listen that when you get my attention at that, and Kokin is the guy that's been weaning me through him and the Iceman, Kobe, all the puck pundits, I saw him go through people with a puck, unfazed, and then we won me over is that he would do all that and dish. Then he was Magic Johnson. So he was more like Magic than Michael to me. And I thought that was amazing. He didn't even have to shoot the puck. He could pass the puck after going through hell, going through a car wash, not even getting wet. And I said, this boy bad. Didn't?
I know this is like super hypothetical, and we'll cross this bridge when we get there. But you were talking about Ovechkin and his chase for Gretzky. You know, he's 40 some odd goals away. He has 2 years left on his contract. In a world where he doesn't break that before his contract ends, is it a sure thing that they re-sign him so he breaks this record as a cap?
Absolutely, man. I think he gets there before the end of the contract, but it'd be like walking out of a great movie with 5 minutes to go. You know, I mean, like, you've been building up to this for two decades, and you're going to leave it 3-4 goals short? I think for him, for his legacy, just for closure, he would come back for another year. I don't think it's going to get to that point, and I don't think the Capitals would even blink. They would be like, all right, well, what do you want? Let's finish this off. Absolutely, he would do another year. I don't think there is a world where it takes him more than the next 2 years to get to 42 goals. If he just stands in his spot, if he's able to just stand in his spot and hammer the puck, he'll get 42 goals.
I hope so. Hey, brother, good catching up, Tarek. It's always good to hear you. Keep doing your thing, man. Proud of your success, and don't stop. Keep climbing.
Thank you, Doc, and give me a call anytime, guys.
All right, man. Appreciate that. Tarek El-Bashir, covering the puck. Hey, Rooster, eat your heart out on that, brother. We're covering the puck. And I kid with Rooster because that's my dog. And he was right. We were not giving the sport what it deserved. And it earns it on its own. Granted, it's much better live than through the tube, but still well worth it. And our guys were fighting, as Coach Gibbs would say, we were fighting our guts out through the regular season. And I do believe that they just flat ran out of gas. And playing a better team, but so what? They just ran out of gas. But the future looks bright. With that, we'll take a break. We come back here. This is Team 980. Kevin Sheehan Show. Coach is in, I believe he's in Morocco. And he left these two knuckleheads here. Demand the ship, and that we will do. Stay with us.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
11:26. High noon. Mr. NBA himself, Aldridge, last name, first name David, joins us. A lot of action going on, man. So much. The NFL is the king, in my opinion. I think you'll agree. We talk about it year round. Here it is, summer. And we're going to discuss a list, an NFL list. Top teams. Is there a month that we do not discuss the NFL?
Nope. If there is a month, it's on like a calendar that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's... We just started talking about certain sports. We never stop talking about them. NBA is doing a much better job of marketing their sport. You know, baseball, they were the dumbest group to me in terms of marketing. They have kind of erased that. They are getting aggressive. I mean, playing games all over the world. I mean, you can sense now that they either got rid of whoever was stuck on stupid, and you can tell that they've caught up now, or they're trying to. But it's aggressive, man. And it's NBA. Got to give them credit. In the NBA, you can say what you want to say. But this year, it has been out. And has anybody received... more? I don't know if it's not hate, but Jason Tatum, are you thumbs up or thumbs down?
I am thumbs slightly up. Not fully up, but slightly up.
Oh, I'm fully up. Even though, of course, the leprechaun I could do without forever, but I don't hate on greatness. And I'm going, it started my rant earlier that I'm going, people treat this dude with an attitude. And yet they embrace, and all this dude does, yeah, he won his first chip, but he's been knocking on the door like Herman Monster. And Paul George gets a pass to me. What's the difference between the two guys athletically?
Well, I like Jason Tatum way more than I like Paul George. Way more. The thing with Jason Tatum is that he's like, he's kind of corny. It's like more a personality. His game, I love. I love watching him play. Mm-hmm. But it was the recreating all of the old pictures after the championship. That was too much for me. I was like, guy, you got to be your own dude. Like, you just won a championship. You go out there and be the influence for some other little kid. Don't be recreating the Kobe thing or saying some Kanye lines at the at the club after. Like, go out there and be your own guy and then make a moment for the next generation instead of trying to recreate something. That was my issue.
It's interesting. Guy gets a little hate on him. I'm trying to figure out, even when his shot doesn't drop. See, I like guys that are multidimensional. Shot don't drop, I get you boards and assists. He does that. He does that. If his shot doesn't drop, he morphs right into other areas. To me, he never leaves you stranded. Yet AD, if it's, you know, he's a rim protector. If the shot doesn't drop, but you don't even know if he's going to show up. There's just certain guys get a pass, and yet Tatum seems to be, I don't even think Tatum flaunts it. I don't know, but everybody's entitled to their own opinion. That's the beauty about our format. Where would the world be without us in sports radio, talk radio? The fact that you can express yourself, and nobody's either right or wrong. It's your opinion. But people go, well, you're happy to see him win. Hey, man, you win, you earn it, you get it, it's yours. It doesn't matter if you're pulling for him or against him. Get it done. I just am amazed at how much money some of these guys are able to demand and have never been in a winner's circle. Never. Ever. And then Gibson. How do you get suspended for PEDs nowadays?
For real. The NFL tests are like, aren't they like the most obvious things where they tell you when they're going to test? And all you got to do is make sure, like.
That's what the fellas tell me. I wouldn't know. But that's what they say. I still am just at a complete. I'm shocked that they didn't have these services back in the Stone Ages, like Uber, Lyft, drive services. They also didn't have the salaries back in the Stone Age, in the prehistoric age. How would all of this money you're making and all these services, how on earth could you ever get a DUI? Explain that to me. You're a much younger man. I'm at a loss for it. Your generation is a lot smarter than me. I cannot figure it out for the life of me. You just watch other knuckleheads down in Texas, all over the place, getting these things. You're loaded. You're not broke. How on earth, why on earth would you not have someone driving for you or take a service? You're amongst that younger generation. Explain that. What's up with your people?
My people are dumb. You got Uber. You got Lyft. You got friends. I mean, there's no reason why, if you have all the money in the world, that you're getting one of those things on your record.
I don't know. I need an answer for that. I need a millennial. Somebody, 301-230-0980. Whenever I find these, I go, suspended 6 games for PEDs. Wow. And again, you would have to understand addiction too. You know, some of that comes into order. If people could control it. So I say, okay, then I put it on your posse. How dumb do you have to be to have one of your dogs who you know is struggling and you too afraid that you're going to lose your VIP privileges to step up and pull the keys away from him to help save him? you weak. And eventually you're going to lose your golden goose. I have never been on this air, not one year have I not been able to say this. I say it every year. And you're going to start seeing it earlier now, now that these babies are getting money. NIL. Can you imagine the train wrecks that are about to happen? And yet, you know, we keep talking about movement and love free agency. It was bad the way it was when your movement was restricted. It ought to be highest bidder. I get all that. That should happen. But I am really interested in how it goes down. It really gets me. We were impressed by James Wood. I would love to hear from the people, wouldn't you? We get paid to be impressed by this. We are moved by it. What have you heard from the people about it?
I mean, people liked what they saw, as they should. Big dude, fast, gets a hit in his first at bat. He was all over the place on his first night. I can't wait. I tell you what, Doc, when that first homer comes off the crack of his bat, people are going to go insane.
Oh, my God. You know, Sanchez, I thought we'd lost him. You know, he's a new daddy. And that does change your life. It does change your life. But he is alive and well. Or maybe the first lady. I thought maybe the first lady, you know, once she carried that baby for 9 months, once she get out of that, things change. He thought he was doing that, you know, do my thing when I want to do it. When that game has changed. I think he's under strict orders now and on restriction. But I did hear from him over the weekend, and so good to know that one of the original canines is he was either in the doghouse, I don't know what he did, but he's back on the warpath, and that is a good move. That's a good move too. We'll see. I see you're not a Tatum. How about Brown? Are you a Brown guy?
Jaylen Brown?
Yeah.
I'd like him to dribble with his left hand more.
Okay.
And be more confident in that. They would have won championships 2 years ago if he was able to be confident with that left side. If you're going to be one of the best players, you got to be able to go up strong with the left hand.
Boy, you are just like Sheehan. You guys are hard on players. Okay. I guess we ought to take a break so we can hit what's trending.
Major League Baseball: Nationals lose to the Mets 7-2 in 10 innings. Rough inning for Robert Garcia. He gets beat up in the 10th as 5 runs come across the plate for the Mets. He takes his 3rd loss of the year. The team's back in action tonight at Nats Park. Mitchell Parker going to be on the mound for the Nationals. In the WNBA, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese headline the WNBA's All-Star team. It'll be the first time they've been teammates together for the All-Star game. NBA LeBron James signs a 2-year, $104 million contract to return to the Los Angeles Lakers. That surprises nobody. In Wimbledon, we're doing some tennis here. Francis Tiafoe, the American, advances to the third round. He wins in straight sets 7-6, 6-1, 6-3. And on the other side in that third round, he gets Carlos Alcaraz, the third-ranked tennis player in the world who just won the French Open. He won today in straight sets 7-6, 6-2, 6-2. Those two will square off in round number 3. Elsewhere, American Ben Shelton going to take the court today. At around 1:30, he's going to take on Lloyd Harris. Brandon Nagashima won in straight sets. The American, he'll advance to round 3, 6-3, 6-2, and 6-2. And that's what's trending.
Oh, DD. I know that young fella. What's the kid name that produces for Craig Hoffman? What's his name?
Big Ant.
Big Ant. You mean Anthony Haney? Okay, yeah. He's going to really be challenged. You know, he takes great pride in being noted as the DJ, the spinner a war between him and Jeff Walker about if it was a throwdown of our producers, who would be the ultimate or the best DJ for a party.
Well, I mean, I got a lot of love for Anthony, but Jeff is a, you know, Jeff tells me about his DJ escapades every single day I walk out of this studio. And he Jeff will share you. A party that he DJed, a rapper that he was with, all these stories.
He tells you. He tells a lot of telling. Anything?
I've seen some stuff on his social media of him, okay. You know, in there outside having fun.
Okay, no, I've seen him working. All right. But okay. So we want to make him the king of the bullpen.
Oh, I mean, I don't know about king. We can say DJ of the bullpen. I'm not making Jeff Walker king.
Yeah, okay,
that's a step too far.
Because you know the youngest in charge, you know he's going to have to say he's one too. See, I can see him as a DJ. I'm sure he claims that he's done it. I know he's spun. I can't imagine him not have been a DJ. That would blow my mind if he doesn't have that on his resume. You know, the guy with the weird handle.
We're trying to get him to go to a heavy metal concert with Heavy Metal Chris.
Well, now that would be fun. I'd go in with headphones on, not headbutt, on headphones over my head. But he's been doing it for years. He wears the earplugs. That's the only thing about it to me is that how do you recover afterwards? It's the loudest. I mean, I've been to Stones live at the U.S. Air. And they're awesome. My head rang for like 2 days. Couldn't get out of my head. It's the loudest environment I've ever been in. And I go, it's cool, but my God, it was so loud. And maybe I went in inexperienced. I don't think I had plugs the first time. But for whatever reason, I go, anywhere I have to go in and be guarded, no, I'll do that in the car. I'm done. You can have it. But I got to have prepared. It's almost like I got to wear armor to go in it. Now I'll pass. Yeah, I'll pass. My idea of a good time involving music is with a cocktail in a real smooth environment, not going to battle. No. No, but anywhere with metal would be cool. 301-230-0980. We've got David Aldridge at the top of the hour. JYD, welcome.
What's
to
up,
the team.
Doc?
Hey, man.
Hey,
we just in for the man that's in Morocco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no. I could care less where he's at. I'm glad he's there. Now,
be nice.
Lady B. The lady who runs the Lakers, you know, it's a sad day for her when she's begging for people to come, and she can't get nobody to come there. And then I
no, it's not what it was.
And then I look at the state of baseball. I look at the games and everybody when they get a hit. They got to do the gyrations and all this kind of stuff they got to do. I mean,
it's
what kind
young
of stuff
people.
Is that?
Well, it's
Mickey
called
Mouse,
young
look at Willie Mays, Roberto Clemente, Cepeda, who just passed a couple of days ago. All these guys would be turning over in their graves. They never did this kind of stuff. Why can't you just get a damn hit and pay attention to running the bases? That guy, Abrams, he's a knucklehead. Because you know why? He has, look, time and time again, every night, he makes mistakes as running the bases. Now,
when I look at... You're not wrong with that.
When I look at Wood, I don't have to go to the game to see him. I'm sitting here right in front of my big screen TV. And yes, the kid can run. He should be. I mean, he's got long strides and all like that. But there's something missing from him. Because last night, he went up there with his bat, and he like, come on, man, you mean to tell me you are 6'7" and you weigh you weigh about 235 or 240, and you can't put a little more oomph on the ball to get the and hitting the ball? What the hell did you do? Both times you pop the ball up to the pitcher one time, and then another time you hit a ball tap into the infield, but the guy fields it. Come on, man, this guy, you know what? He doesn't impress me right now. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's not going to be good or whatever, because he's only been up here two or three, whatever. But he's got to get more oomph to his game. And all this, like I said, now, as far as clutch quarterbacks, come on. You know who's number one. I got to give it to Brady. I got then right behind him is Mahomes.
Well, I don't think we are doing this with retired players, are we?
No, the top 10 list is with guys that are currently playing.
Yeah, current players.
Yeah, because Brady and Montana are top there. I mean, you'd put Mahomes in there too, but those guys are done.
No, this was current. This is only, we were looking at top 10 current players. Appreciate you, JYD. Look, that's the beauty of what we're doing. We're asking for your opinion. And in his opinion, he wasn't impressed with James Woods. I'm impressed with any guy that makes contact. And he's seeing the ball well. He made contact. And he didn't chase pitches. You know, it's hard to walk. If you're nervous, it's kind of hard to, I mean, he took pitches to walk in critical times of a game. That showed me something. I thought he did himself well. I'm not mad. But JYD is right on point that he's aware of it. I do think Willie Mays and Roberto Clemente and guys in the 60s, 70s had their own way of celebrating. It was a different world for them. I mean, let's think about it. When Dusty and them guys came out, the high five was a big thing. The high five. But there's always been some level of celebration. I think the fact that the Nats have done their own little thing and started it, it's kind of cool because they're all into it. And I thought that he really won me over even more so than on his first time at the plate getting a hit, he jumped right into it with new teammates in the first time he's on the bench with them. That was nice. But JYD's absolutely right. If you don't want to look, you can look at the glass half empty, half full. That's your prerogative. Have it your way. That is one of the fast food line that has that as their jingle. Have it your way. No doubt about it. So you're not, you know, not, there's nothing wrong with your opinion. But the quarterbacks are current. And that was the question that posed by the young man, Denton Day, which is... which is pretty good. He also, you had me on this, Denton, about Malik Hooker slams Micah Parsons for his cast.
Oh, you're going to love that one. I have the audio of it that I think we'll play in our final hour, but this is a topic that I think is really going to get you going in the right direction.
Okay, well, good. That didn't take much. Not bad at all. I mean, the Nats 7-2 loss got me going in the right direction because it pissed me off. And it's deflating, and it's two evenings in a row that have been ruined for me. And I need a comeback, man. I need a victory in the worst way. No doubt about it. So let's go to break on that. David Aldridge, top of the hour, a little more NBA chat. We have at least mentioned LeBron and his son. There's a lot about this that's going to come. You wait till the summer league starts. Vegas is always popping, but it's going to be crazy this summer when the King and Bron Bron hit the strip. We'll be back. Oh! D.D. I know that young fella. What's the kid's name that produces for Craig Hoffman? What's his name?
Big Ant.
Big Ant? You mean Anthony Haney? Okay, yeah. He's going to really challenge. You know, he takes great pride in being noted as the DJ, the spinner. A war between him and Jeff Walker. About if it was a throwdown of our producers, who would be the ultimate or the best DJ for a party?
Well, I mean, I got a lot of love for Anthony, but Jeff is a... You know, Jeff tells me about his DJ escapades every single day I walk out of this studio. And Jeff will share a party that he DJed, a rapper that he was with, all these stories.
He tells you. Have you seen anything?
I've seen some stuff on his social media of him, you know, in there outside having fun.
Okay, no, I've seen him working. All right. But, okay. So we want to make him the king of the bullpen?
Oh, I mean, I don't know about king. We can say DJ of the bullpen. I'm not making Jeff Walker king.
Yeah, okay, that's a step too far. Because you know the youngest in charge, you know he's going to have to say he's one too. See, I can see him as a DJ. I'm sure he claims that he's done it. I know he's spun. I can't imagine him not have been a DJ. That would blow my mind if he doesn't have that on his resume. You know, the guy with the weird handle.
We're trying to get him to go to a heavy metal concert with Heavy Metal Chris.
Well, now that would be fun. I'd go in with headphones on, not headbutt, on headphones over my head. But he's been doing it for years. He wears earplugs. That's the only thing about it to me is that how do you recover afterwards? It's the loudest. I mean, I've been to Stones live at the US Air. And they're awesome. My head rang for like 2 days. I couldn't get out of my head. It's the loudest environment I've ever been in. And I go, it's cool, but my God, it was so loud. And maybe I went in an experience. I don't think I had plugs the first time. But for whatever reason, I go, anywhere I have to go in and be guarded, no, I'll do that in the car. I'm done. You can have it. But I got to have prepared. It's almost like I got to wear armor to go in it. Now I'll pass. Yeah, I'll pass. My idea of good time involving music is with a cocktail in a real smooth environment, not going to battle. No. No, but anywhere with metal would be cool. 301-230-0980. We've got David Aldridge at the top of the hour. JYD, welcome.
What's
to
up,
the team.
Doc?
Hey, man.
Hey,
we just in for the man that's in Morocco.
Mm-hmm. No. I could care less where he's at. I'm glad he's there. Now,
be nice.
Lady B. The lady who runs the Lakers, you know, it's a sad day for her when she's begging for people to come and she can't get nobody to come there. And then I
look at, it's not what it was.
And then I look at the state of baseball. I look at the games and everybody when they get a hit. They got to do the gyrations and all this kind of stuff they got to do. I mean,
it's
what kind
young
of stuff
people.
Is that?
No, it's
Mickey
called
Mouse,
young
look at Willie Mays, Roberto Clemente, Cepeda, who just passed a couple of days ago, all these guys would be turning over in their graves. They never did this kind of stuff. Why can't you just get a damn hit and pay attention to running the bases? That guy, Abrams, he's a knucklehead. Because you know why? He has, look, time and time again, every night, he makes mistakes as running the bases. Now,
you're not wrong with that.
When I look at Wood, I don't have to go to the game to see him. I'm sitting here right in front of my big screen TV. And yes, the kid can run. He should be. I mean, he's got long strides and all like that. But there's something missing from him. Because last night, he went up there with his bat, and he like, come on, man. You mean to tell me you are 6'7", and you weigh about 235 or 240, and you can't put a little more oomph on the ball to get the and hitting the ball? What the hell did you do? Both times you pop the ball up to the pitcher one time, and then another time you hit a ball tap into the infield, but the guy fielded it. Come on, this guy, you know what? He doesn't impress me right now. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's not going to be good or whatever, because he's only been up here two or three, whatever. But he's got to get more oomph to his game. And all this, like I said. Now, as far as clutch quarterbacks, come on. You know who's number one. I got to give it to Brady. I got then right behind him is Mahomes.
Well, I don't think we are doing this with retired players, are we?
No, the top 10 list is with guys that are currently playing.
Yeah, current players.
Yeah, because Brady and Montana are top there. I mean, you'd put Mahomes in there too, but those guys are done.
No, this was current. This is only, we were looking at top 10 current players. We appreciate you, JYD. Look, that's the beauty of what we're doing. We're asking for your opinion. And his opinion, he wasn't impressed with James Woods. I'm impressed with any guy that makes contact. And he's seeing the ball well. He made contact. And he didn't chase pitches. You know, it's hard to walk. If you're nervous, it's kind of hard to, I mean, he took pitches to walk in critical times of a game. That showed me something. I thought he did himself well. I'm not mad. But JYD is right on point that he's aware of it. I do think Willie Mays and Roberto Clemente and guys in the 60s, 70s, had their own way of celebrating. It was a different world for them. I mean, let's think about it. When Dusty and them guys came out, the high five was a big thing. The high five. But there's always been some level of celebration. I think the fact that the Nats have done their own little thing and started it, it's kind of cool because they're all into it. And I thought that he really won me over even more so than on his first time at the plate getting a hit, he jumped right into it with new teammates in the first time he's on the bench with them. That was nice. But JYD's absolutely right. If you don't want to look, you can look at the glass half empty, half full. That's your prerogative. Have it your way. That is one of the fast food line that has that as their jingle. Have it your way. No doubt about it. So you're not, you know, not, there's nothing wrong with your opinion. But the quarterbacks are current. And that was the question that posed by the young man, Denton Day, which is pretty good. He also, you had me on this, Denton, about Malik Hooker slams Micah Parsons. for his cast.
Oh, you're going to love that one. I have the audio of it that I think we'll play in our final hour, but this is a topic that I think is really going to get you going in the right direction.
Okay, well, good. That didn't take much. Not bad at all. I mean, the Nats 7-2 loss got me going in the right direction because it pissed me off, and it's deflating, and it's two evenings in a row that have been ruined for me, and I need a comeback, man. I need a victory in the worst way. No doubt about it. So let's go to break on that. David Aldridge, top of the hour, a little more NBA chat. We have at least mentioned LeBron and his son. There's a lot about this that's going to come. You wait till the summer league starts. Vegas is always popping, but it's going to be crazy this summer when the King and Bron hit the strip. We'll be back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.